So the whole, it begins with Isha and it ends with an offering of the highest salutation. It's quite significant. The Supreme Lord is one who deserves to be saluted, and saluted in the most special manner. If you want to connect yourself with the Lord, then you have to offer Bhuishthante Nama Uktem Vedema. You must offer your highest special manner of salutation to the Lord. Now these are the different words that you will come across in this Upanishad. It is always good that you want to read a passage first to be acquainted with the words. Words are a kind of a key because they are veils. If a statue is veiled, there is a cloth around it, at least you know that there is some kind of a shape. Some shape you can imagine. Simply because it is veiled, you can imagine some kind of a shape which is there, which is hidden there. Not exact figure, but some kind of figure. Similarly, words should be first of all understood. In fact, it's one of the best ways of learning anything. When you want to study any book, you just read a few pages and see what are the words which are repeated all the time. It's one of the best ways of learning. Before you even start understanding, you just see. You take any paragraph and see what are the words which are used. And then try to understand those words as a beginning of understanding. So if you want to understand Isha Upanishad, I have given you now a list of words. Somebody can read out to me all the words which I have given? Anyone? Yes, please.
Isha. Vasa.
Vasa.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Jagat.
Jagat. Teptena. Bhunja. Or Bhojana.
Dhanam.
Not Dhanam. Dhanam. Dhanam.
Karma.
Na Lipyate. Na lipyate, na lipyate, na lipya, lipyate, na lipyate, asurya,
loka,
deva, ejati,
ejati.
Na ejati. Good. Na ejati.
Atman.
Atman.
Moha.
Moha. Shoka. First of all, shoka, then ashoka. Shoka.
Vidya.
Vidya. Not vidya. Vidya.
Vidya.
Vidya. Ah.
Vidya.
Vidya. Correct.
Amrita.
Amrita. Mrityu. Mrityu,
Amrita,
Sambhuti,
Asambhuti,
Asambhuti, not Asambhuti, Asambhuti,
Asambhuti,
Pushan,
pardon,
Agni,
good,
Satya, Apahitam, apahitam. Mukham, not mukham, mogam. Mukham. Mukham.
Guishta.
Guishta. Bhuishta Vidhi. Good. Now somebody should tell me the meanings of these words. You can tell me? First 5 words, then somebody else will tell me other 5 words. Alright.
Lord.
Last
one is habitation.
Habitation.
Sarva is all.
All.
Jagat is the world.
Yes.
Jatama is
renounced. Jatena. Good. Bhojana. Next, now you tell me next 5 words.
Yad is Girina.
Yes.
Dhanam is wealth.
Yes.
Karma is that doesn't, not mine.
Karma means action.
Asura is that which is given.
Nalipyate. I think you have not written this. Na lipyate. That which does not bind. Next.
Now. That which is given of light.
Devoid of light. Devoid of light.
Loka is world.
Loka is world.
Deva is God.
Deva is God. Now you stop here. Now Kani will say.
Ejati.
Who is good?
Naijati, that which does not move.
Excellent.
Atman is self. Moha is delusion.
Good, delusion.
Shoga is sorrow.
Sorrow.
Vidya, knowledge.
Good.
Mrityu.
No, avidya.
Avidya is absence of knowledge.
Yes, good, ignorance.
And mrityu is death.
And then next word is?
Amrita.
Immortality. Good. Next 5 words. Sambhuti.
Sambhuti. Birth.
Birth.
And asambhuti, unborn.
Not unknown birth.
Pusham.
Pusham. Sun which is rising, growing sun.
Agni, fire.
Fire.
Satya, truth.
Truth.
Aptu.
Apahitam.
Apahitam, not seen.
Not seen. Unseen.
Face.
Mukha is face.
Boita.
Bhuishta. Bhuishta.
The best.
The best.
And Vidhi. That which is
placed.
That which is special.
With a special manner. Vidhi means that which is placed with special manner. Good. I think you are now quite familiar with the words which will come in this particular Upanishad, which is very good. Now, I shall not read today the whole story because when I come again next time, we shall do step by step, but at least during the time that we are now devoid of these lectures, then you can have these ideas in your minds. I will only give you 2 or 3 ideas which are very important, and which are in this particular Upanishad. This Upanishad says that this whole world is to be seen as habitation of the Lord. At present you don't see the world as habitation of the Lord because Lord is not seen anywhere at all. But it says, you should see the world as habitation by the Lord, as the Lord's habitation. This is the first sentence it tells you. It awakens you and says, look, what you are seeing is not all. There is something else. This world is the habitation by the Lord. Second, it says, this world is to be enjoyed. This world is to be enjoyed. It's for enjoyment. there is a method of enjoying it. You do not normally know how to enjoy this world. It is to be enjoyed, but there is a method. What is the method? You normally enjoy as if it is your own, without realizing it is for the habitation of the Lord. So if you want to enjoy rightly, because it is actually for the Lord, normally we enjoy by possessing. This is mine, I want to use it, my toy, I want to enjoy it. That is the wrong method of enjoyment. You will never really enjoy. It is meant for enjoyment. This world is for enjoyment. But you will enjoy it rightly only when you see that it is for the habitation by the Lord, not for you. When you know that this is to be enjoyed by the Lord, then only you can really enjoy it. Now how can you do it? Tena tyaktena, by renouncing. Whatever you are seeing and you are trying to enjoy, you renounce it. It's not for me, say not for me, it's for the Lord. And when you do this, you will enjoy, truly. And enjoy forever, it will never go away. Our normal way of enjoyment is enjoy for a short time and it's gone, finished. If you don't really enjoy, every enjoyment today brings the pain when it is gone. Therefore, because you do not know how to enjoy it, and you don't know how to enjoy it because you are not following the truth as it is. All this is for the enjoyment by the Lord. It is all to be, it is for habitation of the Lord. So establish in everything that you see, not yourself but the Lord. So renounce your possession, me, mine. What you call me, mine, you renounce it. And when you do that, you will be able to enjoy without any end.